WBCA HD1 Rochester. All kinds of rock. 98.9 The Buzz. All kinds of rock. 98.9 The Buzz. Buzz Robinson.
Best of all, he doesn't ask much for his services, just that all little girls and boys be good and fair and grow up that way to make the world a better place.
Afternoons with Robinson, 98.9 The Buzz.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. I did not take off today. Some people actually take off every year. I don't. So I'll be the soundtrack to your debauchery. Thank you for having the buzz on, whether it be at work or a day that you're taking off. Just to put a hurt on. I mean a drink on. Whichever. Blah, blah, blah. Hey, I've got for you Friday's Call of the Day. And I'm going to hit play. And you're going to like it.
The Buzz Robinson. The Afternoon Call of the Day.
This is a tape. I've got several I found from Elliot Spitzer.
Oh, yeah?
And I believe we share, in a way, we share a little liability with his actions.
Okay, what?
Because I think he dropped hints to his problem.
Really?
That perhaps we should have been perceiving more so, and perhaps there should have been an intervention. We should have got him some help before he made these disastrous choices.
I'm very interested in hearing these tapes.
I've got tapes where he, I believe, very much foreshadows that the problem lies ahead.
Really?
Let's hear this right here. This is Elliot Spitzer.
Much of my speech.
Get it on.
I think we should have known what was coming from that.
Yeah, it's not very subtle at all.
I don't know why it wasn't more obvious, and I feel guilty for not reaching out.
Spitzer for governor.
Chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
This is 98.9 The Buzz. All kinds of rock.
98.9 The Buzz, 222 Buzz, hello.
Hi, Mr. Robinson.
Hi there, caller Robin.
Come on, how'd you know it was me?
I recognize your voice. Oh, you were trying to be Irish.
I was trying. It didn't work.
It was delightful. May the road rise up to meet you.
Yeah, something about a session and all that happy stuff.
May the rain always fall gently on your back. what you said. Let's get right to the word that wins before you dispel any more vulgarity.
Sorry.
Today's word, potato.
Potato?
Potato.
What a good word.
Do not add the quail E.
Okay. What the hell does that mean?
When Dan Quayle was vice president, he told a kid to add an E at the end of potato. It didn't, when he was vice president.
Who was the president when he was vice president?
Oh, God. Bush 41.
Oh, okay, I remember.
Well, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Radio Deals at FM.
Yeah,
All kinds of rock. Next. On 98.9 The Buzz.
I wanted LASIK.
People.
This is 98.9 The Buzz.
You know.
So, I know they tried to make it quaint and cute and have some kind of correlation with St. Paddy's Day, but they have to use potato?
I was a little uncomfortable saying that because there at one time was a shortage.
Yes, that's what I was going along with. Like, they couldn't go with Shamrock or Leprechaun. Jesus, even IRA would be better than, let's do potato famine.
Even IRA would be better. I would like to point out that I don't think anyone in this building sets the words for that, but that was actually, no pun intended, in poor taste.
Yeah.
The Breakfast Buzz.
I don't know if she's a $4,000 hooker.
Hey, yeah. Frank, listen, she's an aspiring musician. Here's her song. Hope she's better in the bedroom than she is in the...
I would rather dry hump a cactus than listen to anyone.
This is 98.9 The Buzz.